So we continue now in our discussion of different types of kelim that are made out of metal, clay mateches, and whether they're mekabel tumah or not. Some of the discussions will be on whether that thing is a shem kli, whether it's a kli b'fnei atzmoi. We had the previous mishnah if it's a clay shem shamish karka, so because of that mechubel karka is not mekabel tumah. All these pratim have to be nisbar and a lot of different pratim. Akrev shel prumbio. We're talking over here about the part of the muzzle of a behemoth. There's a piece of metal that's bent that goes into the mouth of the animal in order to, when it's pulled by the driver, that prevents the animal from moving on. Tmeh, it's considered a kli. Remember, by the way, that clay matachas doesn't need to be a clay kibbel. It's certainly not a clay kibbel over here. It's a piece of metal that goes the bit in the mouth of the behemoth, you pull on it, so it's a klei mishamish odom. A klei mishamish behemoth, as a rule, is not a kli, but over here it's mishamish odom, because it's the way the odom controls the behemoth. Ulchoyayim, these are pieces of metal that go on the cheeks of the behemoth, tohoirim, because they serve the behemoth, they don't help the driving of the behemoth. They serve the other in the sense that it's a yofi, the animal, it's a covered for the person. You're talking about the horses that are outside Buckingham Palace, so they need to be decorated. But be'etzim, it's a mishamish for the behemoth, and kelim ha-mishamshim is a behemoth, not kelim. We just explained the lashon l'chayayim from a lashon of cheeks. L'maisa, the Rav explains that's more related to the word luchos. There are two pieces of metal on the sides of the face. Probably the two pshatim are the same. L'maisa, when you look at the Rambam, it doesn't sound like the Pshat in the Mishnah is Bechlal because it's a Klei Mishamish Behemoth. Be'etzim, it's part of the bit. It's the part that goes around the face of the Behemoth. And it is L'shamish Odom, but it's not a Klei Bifnei Atzmoy. It's only a Tofel to the Akriv, and that's why it's not Mekabel Tumah. Reb Elezer Mitami B'Lechoyayim. The Tanakama says to Tohirim, Reb Elezer holds that it's Tomei. L'fi the second Pshat that we just said, the Rambam Pshat, is more of a mockum to understand it. That's a judgment call whether something is a mishamish bifnei atzmoy. It controls the resin, the reins of the behemoth, so that also is a klei bifnei atzmoy. According to the first pshat, the stum what you'll have to say is that l'maisa these decorations, luchos, l'choyayim, were put on the behemoth only together with the resin. When the whole mouth of the behemoth is covered with this whole mechanism of reins, this was put on Lenoi. That's L'shamash Etz HaBehemah. That's L'shamash Etz HaAdam. Because it's only there when the reins are put on the mouth of the Behemah. So the Behemah loses its Yofi. So it's there L'shamash Etz HaAdam. L'chvoidah. V'chomim Aymrim Ein Tomei Elo Akrev. The Mishnah is really just repeating what it said in the Reisha. Some of Hashem said the Kachi Daka Shal Mishnah sometimes to make this type of back and forth. And really it only is the Shita of the Tanakama. You look at the Elyon Rabbah, and he says, L'maisa, that there's two parts of the Akriv. Kanira, one part was Pashut, that's the Tanakhama. One part was Taka Shaila, whether it's a Dova Bifnei Atzmoy. And that's where the Machloik is between the Blazer and the Chachamas. It's not exactly the same Nekuda as the Tanakhama. Ubishas Chiburon, when the L'choyayim are put onto the reins, Hakol Tamei. This is the cloud that's known as Kol HaMechuber L'Tomei Tomei. It's only when it's separate pieces, you could say, is it a Kli Bifnei Atzmoy or not? But if it's Mechuber L'Tomei and it's part of that Kli, which is Yeh Mekabel Tumah, so then Avada, it is Mekabel Tumah as part of that. Mishnah Vov, Piko Shal Mateches, on knitting, I don't know if it's on the knitting needles on the loom, they put a small piece of metal on the Plach HaTviyah, in order to weight it down. Probably it made it more efficient. The shows if it's a dava bifnei atzmoy, it's only part of that thing, because that's what's used. If it's made out of metal, they weighted down the strings with the wood. Rebbe Kiva mitame, he holds that it's a kli bifnei atzmoy, it's a kabel tumah bifnei atzmoy. Racham mitarin, it's not a kli bifnei atzmoy, because it's only part of the klei tviyah. Umitzupa, if it's only covered with metal, it itself is made of eitz, tohiran, this vice tesla de reakoil, Because the ikra and kli is pshuta kli eitz. Remember that a kli eitz has to have kli kibul. Kli mateches is a davar choshev even without kli kibul, because the usage of the metal comes from the strength of the metal. Wood, you don't use wood, l'mashal. You can't make a hammer out of wood. You bang a nail in with a piece of wood, it doesn't work. Clay eitz, the functionality of the eitz is in the clay kibul shabai. The functionality of the metal is because it's formed into a useful shape that could hold, that has strength. It could bang, it could strengthen, it could bolster, it could weight. So that's why metal has a functionality of a dover shimushi, of a kli, even without a clay kibul. So Melda, here's just a machlokes whether it's a clay b'fnei atzmoi, but if it's pshute kli eitz, about it's not mekabel tumah. A few more details. So you look at the Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam says that the reason for this machlokes we're given the chacham by a pika shoma teches is because a dover doesn't have a dover b'fnei atzmoi. So when a person says pika, he has to say pika shel kush. The Rambam speaks it out. The pika, that's metal, that's that. So it doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmoi. The Tos Yom Tov once says, so what's the machlokes? The shaila is whether it has a shame b'fnei atzmoi. So he says, the emphasis of Rabbi Kiva v'chachom lav dafka z'machlokes. Mar kiasi. He says, l'maisa. Mufoshim speak out. The Rambam say, halokha k'chachomim. So it's Mufoshim tesef. Also z'machlokes tanoim. So the shaila is not in is whether it's called a separate kli, whether that's enough to be defined as a separate kli. Another very wichtig in the kuda is that there's mufurish machlokes rishonim over here, which is you say this in klei mateches bechlal. What we just said when we explained the mishnah that klei mateches are only when the kli itself is mateches, but when it's only mitzupe b'mateches, you go basavika kli, which is kli eitz. Is Mufurish in the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis, and it happens to be Lishitosa of his psak in Hilchas Kelim Peg Dal Halacha Beis. The Pshute Kliets Hamitzupa Mateches is Torah. However, the Rash is Cholik. The Rash over here, it doesn't say Mufurish that he's arguing, but in Mishnah Zayin in Perchov Beis, he says Mufurish. Kliets that are Mitzupa Mateches, the tzipui takes over the shem akli, and it's now kli mateches. So obviously the pshan, the mishnah, mitzupim dar, can't be the way we just explained. So the Rash says a chiddush. L'chor, what he's saying over here is l'shitosai. He says that the mishnah is not dealing with kli mateches, whether it's mekabel tumah, whether it's mekabel tumah. We're talking about tumah yishana. Reconstituted tumah, if you take shviris of kli mateches and use it to be mitzapa, this kli eitz, the shaila is now whether we look at that as a newly made, again, klei mateches that gets back the gzeira of tumah yishana, that you don't have. Chazal weren't goes to tumah yishana, that it comes back to klei kesef, klei mateches, unless the mateches is a klei b'fnei atzmoi, not when it's be'etzem, only the tzipui of klei. Now we're going to have parts of metal that are parts of the weaving process. Hakush, we mentioned the word kush before, legabe de piko, it's the piece that holds on to the string that's being woven in the loom. Ho'imo is the piece that the tzemer goes around in order to then pull it, in order to push it into the back and forth, the crisscross of the tvir. Va'makel, a metal stick that's used to guide behemoths. Simponio is a type of musical instrument. You'll recognize the word symphony. The same sheresh. The cholil, also a type of musical instrument, is actually a gemara in Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis that needs a special drasha. Minayin l'mashmiya kol b'klei matchos shu tameh shenema kol dover asher yoveh bo'esh. This is a pasuk of Kelim in Parshas Matos. Afilu, when it says Kol Dover Ashiyove, Afilu Dibur B'mashma. Reb Chaim, in Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perek Yud Hilchus Kelim, Halakot Dezvov, says that you need a drasha on this because who says that playing music is Klei Maisa? It's not enough to have something functional. It has to be something functional that does something. What's it doing over here? Playing music? Shteit Mbazu, Kol Dover, but that's also called doing something. So now that's why you need a possible. Umitsupim, if they're covered over with metal, but bats and they're made out of eights, tohirim, because you go bas the ikakli. The way that's where we explained according to the Rambam. The Rab brings it that way. According to the Rashi, you're gonna have to, we're dealing with Tumi Yashona, Bakhiya Gadn Loy Gozru on Mateche Shahoya Tome, when it's only used as a tzipui. By the way, in both places, both Shtiklach of Mitsupin, the Loshon of the Rav is very shved. Loshon of the Rav is over here. Mushal Eitz, Umitsupin Nechoshes Tome. Now, it happens to be that the Rav goes with the Rambam because it says Klo. The reason why it's Tahar is because the Iker of the Kli is Eitz, not you don't go Bas of the Tzipui. So why does he say Umitsupin Nechoshes Tome? He says that before also. The Tzipui is of something that was Tome. So you look at the Mefashim. Mefashim saying there has to be a mistake in the Loshon of the Rav. It can't be like the Rash and the Rambam together. And he holds like the Rambam. You're going to have to read that into the Loshon of the Rav. Simponio, im yesh bo beis kibul knofai. That means is some of these musical kelim, there was some type of beis kibul there, where there was put something that would enhance the sound. Knofai, I don't know exactly what that is. An extra piece of the flute. Ben kach uben kach tmeh, because even if you hold that kli eitz pshutim are tor, and that's why it's only the tzipui of metal, and that's why it's tor here, but over here it has a base kibble. Once it has a base kibble, then the kli eitz is also mekabel tum. According to the Rash, it's a little bit harder to explain this, because the reason why it's tor over here is because we're dealing with tumi yishono. The tumi yishono we don't say on a tzipui. So we also, the tzipui l'chore is metal, and the gzera of Tumi Yishono is only on clay mateches. If it's only for tzipu l'chay, we're not guys. You have to say, because there's a clay kibble, we upgrade the chshivus, and now we consider it proper clay mateches. So once it's clay mateches, it doesn't have the status of a tzipui, and memela we metama Tumi Yishono. So you're going to have to add that piece.